The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Welcome to The Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, this is Bill Winston. Welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have another good faith teaching for you today. I tell you, this one, you really need to get ready to take notes. We're talking about faith versus fear. You see, faith is a spiritual force. It's force of faith, and that's the name of this teaching. It comes out of the human spirit. It just comes out of you just like that. And just like you'd eat food to get natural strength, you eat the Word of God, and the Word of God is ingested, and that's when the force of faith, the strength of faith, comes alive. Now, there's one that comes to destroy your faith, and he's called fear. I tell you, fear comes in, and it tries to contaminate your faith. Some people wonder why their faith is not working. Maybe because it's contaminated. Maybe it's because it's got a little fear in it. And you know, a little fear kind of goes a long ways when you're trying to walk by faith. Now, it may not be fear as you know it, but it may be one of the cousins of fear. Unbelief, doubt, anxiety, worry. Oh, I'm just shy. No, you're not. You're just fearful. Praise the Lord. So we're going to talk about all of that today. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go and take some good notes now. It's called The Force of Faith. Faith has to be exercised. And if you don't, you'll lose faith dexterity. Lord, See, how many of you have been fishing before? Okay. And you throw that thing out there. Now, what are you waiting on? Yeah, okay, you're waiting on something to bite. But what indication do you have that something's on there? Okay, you got a bob out there. All right. Now, how many of you know a good experienced fisherman can feel when something's on that hook? Come on now. But if you stay away from fishing for years and go back out there, you thought you felt something, pull it up, the worm's gone, everything's gone, they ate everything you had, and you still didn't get, you follow what I'm saying? Why? You lose your dexterity. But see, because I operate in faith every day, trying to, whatever I do, and messages that I bring to you, like tonight, I had to get it by faith. I had to say, Father, I thank you this morning. This is one of the finest Wednesday night messages I've ever preached. See, I said that not even knowing what he wanted me to say. But see, I'm rolling away the stone. You got what I'm saying? See, faith has got to be acted on. You've got to speak it. You've got to say it. David had to say something to Goliath. He said, Goliath, this day shall the Lord deliver you into my hand. He was releasing faith. Faith causes the hand of God to move. To move when? This day. You got to fight the what? Good fight of faith. See, you got to stay in faith. If you made that confession, you got to stay there. Say amen to that. Because you can't go by how you feel or what's coming against you. You can't go by how it looks or what somebody said. You got to go by one thing, the Word of God. If God said it, that's what you believe. And if that's what you believe, that's what you speak. That's what you say. That's what you act on. That's what you do. Say amen to that. If God says wealth and riches are in your house, you start saying what God says. And pretty soon, something gonna have to start happening.
faith will dominate in this earth. Praise God in heaven. All right. Now, where are we now? Where do I have somewhere? Okay. All right. So, now, let's go to 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and chapter 1. 2 Timothy and chapter 1. And if you get that, put something right there. And let's go to Luke chapter 21, verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, talking about the last days. And upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for what? Fear. See? Because they're going to be looking at some things that are going to be coming on the earth. Men's hearts failing them for fear. Men's hearts failing them for fear. Now, I know we have natural hearts. And you will find when somebody gets frightened. Now, watch it. Watch me. When somebody gets frightened, here's what they usually do. Am I right about it? See, they grab their heart. You see, it's interesting how they do that. But I believe it's not the physical heart first that he's talking about. I believe it's your spirit. It will fail to produce. That in these last days, fear will take over the hearts. And mankind is not going to be able to produce things that he'd like to produce, and fear will control his or her life. Now, look at 2 Timothy in chapter 1. Look at verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. Keep going. But of power, come on, and of love, and of a sound mind. So God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. So if you have fear, did it come from God? Nope. Didn't come from God. See? And somebody says, well, Pastor, you know, now, you got to watch it now because, you know, a little fear is kind of healthy for you. A little fear is healthy, okay? Well, let's look and see what the scripture says about that. Let's go to Revelation chapter 21. Look at verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the who? Fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolatry and all liars shall have their part in the lake. Now, he's not talking about Lake Michigan. He's talking about the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. Now, my point to you is no fear. No fear. I just would like you one day to meditate no fear. And I would like to see how it changes your conversation. I'd like to see how it changes your behavior when you have no fear. No fear. No fear of what people think about you. No fear of what people say about you. No fear of if this does not work. No fear. I wonder how you would act if you had no fear. No fear. No fear. No fear. See, the fear, and a little bit, is designed to contaminate your faith. But suppose you had no fear. No fear of getting cancer. No fear. Come on now, help me now. Because Jesus had no fear. No fear. I would like to see how you would act with no fear. guaranteed your actions would be different. Because we've been trained with fear. No fear. Jesus had no fear of the devil, no fear of disease, no fear of running out, no fear of not pleasing the Father, no fear. Didn't care what you thought. Amen. Now he could hear God perfectly because there's no fear. No fear. And I believe when David moved up to that front line, that's what he moved up in. He moved up in an attitude of no fear. He'd been back there with them sheep, keeping them sheep on the side of that mountain, and killed a bear, the Bible says, with his bare hands. Killed a lion with his bare hands. 17-year-old boy about my size. Come on, I had to put that in there. Come on now. Me and David, you know. But you know why he could do that? Because the power of God could flow through him uninterrupted by fear. Fear interrupts the power of God in your life. You watch it. The bolder you get, the clearer you can hear. Try it. The bolder you get in God, you can hear it so clear until I'm telling you, you can hear it on a level that you never heard it before in your life. The fearful, the whoremongers, boy, that's in the class, you know. The sorcerers all going to be thrown in the lake. Well, a little fear is healthy. Mm-mm. A little fear gets you in the lake. Now, you go back in there. You go and watch how the enemy tries to induce fear in your life. First of all, he'll have you to turn on TV and watch the news. Come on and watch what's going on. And then while that, he'll play it back in your mind three or four times and say, well, you know, they're going to break in your car, too. You know, you're going to get broke. You know, one day you're going to be like that. And I told people, the enemy will try to use a flip chart. He said, well, now, do you believe you're going to have this right here in 10 more years? You said, no, I'm not going to have that. There ain't no way. Okay. All right, now, you're going to have this right here. In 10 more years, you're going to be crippled, and you're going to fall and can't get up, and so forth and so on. Yeah. See. Now, the Word says you're going to go out of here long, live long, and have be strong. That's what the Word says. Then he'll flip it again. Pretty soon, he said, now, your aunt had this. And this is what your mind might say. I believe that's what I got. You know, okay. All right. Okay. Now, fear has cousins. And some of the cousins, one of them is doubt. Turn with me over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, please. Are y'all with me? We got to knock the devil in the head. We got to hit fear in the head, folks. I'm telling you, the reason why people don't sow what God tells them to sow, or listen to God, or act on what God tells them to do, or witness to what God's telling you to do, or have the house that God wants them to have, or whatever have you, I can guarantee you fear got a hand in there somewhere. But from this day forward, I command the spirit of fear to leave your life. And leave your life now in Jesus' name. Hey! I mean, I want you to be so bold, boy. I'm telling you, amen to that. Don't be scared. I mean, now that thing, it'll try to come back in on you, but cast that thing back off. No. I ain't fearing nothing. No, I'm not fearing. I'm not going to get there on time. I'll be there on time. I command this traffic to move right now. I'm going to dominate this traffic right now. I command. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm not fearing running out. See, and fear will make you run up your credit card. I ain't going to say much more about that. Okay. So what happened here? Verse 22, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him to the other side, and he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he said he is there alone. And the ship was now in the midst of the sea, was tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. The enemy doesn't want you to get to your destiny. And in the fourth watch of the night, that's between 3 and 6 in the morning, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for what? Fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good what?
Fear.
Be of good what?
Fear.
Be of good what?
Fear.
It is who? I. Be not what? Afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, what? Come, praise God. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. I'll bet you Peter got rid of fear. All of it left for a minute. And when fear leaves, you can do the impossible. You'll be able to do things. Walk on water. Speak to mountains. Command diseases. That I'm telling you, tell money to come. I'm telling you, what's been contaminating our faith has been fear. And this is your days of struggling with fear are over tonight. You, I decree, will never be resisted by the spirit of fear again in your life. Verse 30. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was what? Afraid and beginning to what? Sink. And he cried, saying what? Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, O thou of, come on, little faith, keep going. Wherefore did you doubt? I used to think that was little faith, meaning that like you can have a lot of money or you can have a little money. That is not that translation. That translation means, why did you have such a short burst of faith? See, he had enough faith to walk, but he started looking at his human and natural circumstances and began to think more about them than he did about the Word of God. And once you do, here comes faith. And faith enters in. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but come on. Power, keep going. Love, and what else? A sound mind. That is a mind that is fixed on the Word of God. It is a mind that will not take its eyes off the Word of God. It's a mind that stays filled with the Word of God. Your faith needs to be filled every day. You can't feed on CNN and feed on some reruns of whatever have you and think you can get up and have strong faith. I'm saying it's all right to see those things, but make sure you feed your faith. Make sure you give your faith something to eat in the morning. That's why my broadcast is on in the morning. I'm giving people some breakfast. I'm giving their spirits some food to eat so that they can whip the devil all day long. Praise God. Hey! Hey! Another cousin of fear is anxiety. Anxiety. It says, be anxious for what? Nothing. Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things by what? Prayer and what? Supplication with what? Thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God shall guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Another cousin of fear is stress. Stress. It's disguised fear. The enemy tries to get you stressed out. Your days of being stressed out are over. Say amen to that. Another cousin of fear is worry. Aren't you worried? That boy hadn't been home by by this time of night? Aren't you worried? No, no. Jesus said, cast all your care over on him and he'll go find that boy and bring him home. Say amen to that. So here's the rule for you. Don't try to deal with fear naturally. Natural things cannot change spiritual things. You have to go the other way around. Say amen to that. So when you're dealing with fear, make sure you're dealing with it with the Word of God. Now, faith will bring you the healing, the blessing, the joy, and fear will go out. Romans 10:17. Now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The enemy wants to starve your faith and feed your flesh. But I'm here to tell you right now, you're going to feed your faith and starve your doubts to death from this day forward. He told Joshua, this is the way you're going to take that land. Thou shalt meditate in my word day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You see, I'm telling him, when faith rises up inside of you, the enemy knows that he is defeated. So if you don't have enough faith yourself, be like the man that was laid with palsy on that mat. Get your four crazy friends and tell them to use their faith and help you get up from where you are. David said in Psalm 34 and verse 4, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You see, you can be delivered from every fear that you have. Fear of growing old. Fear of being diseased. Fear of failing in school. Fear of not having enough. I'm telling you, God can deliver you from all your fears. He said this, yea, though I walk through the valley of death, not in shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be free from all your fears. So now, from this day forward, when God says something to you in his word, you take his word and you choose to believe. And once you do, you start moving out on his word and you will reach your promised land.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that. Now, let's look at a couple of points. I want to make sure you got those in your heart. One is, don't try to deal with fear naturally, because fear is a spiritual force. And that's why people have fear. They don't even know they have it until they come into a situation and all of a sudden fear overtakes them, panic, anxiety, and everything. Well, fear was there all the time, but it's a spiritual force, so you couldn't feel it. And it just came alive at that one time, and you got what we call frightened. So fear is there. So don't try to deal with fear naturally. Deal with it with the Word of God. And the Word of God brings faith that replaces fear. And the next thing is, now, feed your faith. Feed it every day. You need to get up every day and read devotion, read something. You need to pray in the Spirit, whatever you do. Why? Because you're going to feed your faith. When you do that, you starve your doubts. And so what you want to do is you want to be delivered from all of the fears. And the Bible says that God delivers us from all of our fears, no matter what you might fear, fear flying or fear getting married or fear, whatever it is, having children, whatever it is that fear is, the Word of God is designed to get rid of every fear. Well, the address and phone number on your screen, I want you to order it right away. Why? We're purging out fear and replacing it with faith so that you can walk by faith and not by sight. It is a powerful teaching. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Are you facing challenges in your life and you can't see how you'll overcome them? Are you experiencing sickness in your body, problems in your relationships, or troubles in your finances? This is the time that the force of faith is required on your behalf. The force of faith can do the impossible for you in any situation.
The enemy is not after us. What is he after? He's after our faith. Because he knows faith will defeat him every time.
In this new series, Dr. Bill Winston shows you how to develop your faith and use the force of faith as a power in the earth to manifest all that God has promised you.
Why is faith so important to you? Because faith has no limits. There is nothing that faith cannot accomplish.
Order the Force of Faith today, and you'll learn why faith always declares the outcome before the fight ever starts. Why fear contaminates your faith. Why faith dictates your destiny, not people, and much more.
You got to fight the what? Good fight of faith. See, you got to stay in faith. If you made that confession, you got to stay there. Say amen to that. Because you can't go by how you feel or what's coming against you. You can't go by how it looks or what somebody said. You got to go by one thing, the word of God. If God said it, that's what you believe.
To order your copy of The Force of Faith, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. We as believers can use the force of faith to transform our lives and live the abundant life God has designed for us. Order this teaching, The Force of Faith, today and allow your faith to grow to higher heights.
Success is a choice. This choice is driven by the decisions you make. In his book, Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, Dr. Bill Winston will tell you why God created you to think big.
What we need to do is get the Word of God and reprogram our minds with the Word of God.
Find out how to expand your mind to think on a grand scale and see the glory of God manifest in your life.
As a man thinketh, so is he. Want to change your life? Change your thoughts.
To order your copy of Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, simply call 1-800-711-9327 or order online at www.billwinston.org. Order your copy today. Transform your thinking. Transform your life.
Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. For information on visiting our satellite churches located in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Tuskegee, Alabama, visit our website at www.billwinston.org.
The Believer's Walk of